is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. The United States is telling citizens in Russia they should consider leaving immediately on commercial flights. Sunday, the State Department cited an increasing number of airlines canceling flights and countries closing their airspace to Russia after its invasion of Ukraine. The State Department asked U.S. citizens to have a contingency plan that does not rely on U.S. government assistance. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the biggest assault on a European state since World War II, has unleashed a barrage of Western reprisals. U.S. and European governments are imposing sanctions on Russian banks and financial institutions. President Vladimir Putin of Russia has put his nuclear forces on increased alert in an unprecedented escalation of tension with the West since the collapse of the Soviet Union over Russia's assault on Ukraine. He ordered Russian nuclear weapons prepared for increased readiness to launch. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Sunday that President Vladimir Putin's order to put Russian nuclear forces on high alert is part of a pattern of Moscow manufacturing threats to justify aggression.
We've seen him do this time and time again. At no point has Russia been under threat from NATO, has Russia been under threat from Ukraine. This is all a pattern from President Putin, and we're going to stand up for it. We have the ability to defend ourselves, but we also need to call out what we're seeing here from President Putin.
Psaki on ABC adding that the United States is open to providing additional assistance to Ukraine. Washington also has not taken sanctions targeting Russia's energy sector off the table, that according to Psaki. We continue to follow this developing story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. for the first time has approved the direct delivery of Stinger missiles to Ukraine as part of a package approved by the White House Friday. The exact timing of the delivery is not known, but officials say the U.S. is currently working on the logistics of the shipment. The officials agreed to discuss the development with the AP only if treated anonymously. The decision comes on the heels of Germany's announcement that it will send 500 Stinger missiles and other weapons and supplies to Ukraine. The high-speed Stingers are very accurate and are used to shoot down helicopters and other aircraft. Ukrainian officials have been asked for more of the powerful weapons. Estonia has also been providing Ukraine with Stingers since January, and in order to do so, they had to get U.S. permission. Canada will send an additional $25 million worth of defensive military equipment to Ukraine in an effort to help the country defend against Russia's invasion. Foreign Affairs Minister Melanie Joly said the equipment includes helmets, body armor, gas masks, and night vision gear. The European Union has closed its airspace to Russian airlines and is funding the purchase and delivery of weapons to Ukraine, that according to AP correspondent Naomi Shannon.
For the first time in European Union history, the 27-nation bloc will finance the purchase and delivery of weapons and other equipment to a country that is under attack. In the controversial decision, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen confirms the shutting down of EU airspace for all Russian aircrafts, as well as an EU ban on Russian state-owned media, such as Russia Today and Sputnik. The EU will also target Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko for supporting Russia's widespread military campaign in Ukraine with a new package of sanctions. I'm Naomi Shannon.
The United Nations Refugee Agency has updated the number of Ukrainians who have fled to other countries to 368,000. Thousands of people are fleeing war in eastern Ukraine for the presumed safety of its western border with Poland, but it is not an easy journey. By Sunday afternoon, a line of cars were not moving. Buses and trucks stretched for 35 kilometers from the border crossing, all packed with people and belongings. Hundreds of other people headed for the border on foot, trudging along the highway's trash-strewn verge in sub-zero temperatures with children, pets, and whatever possessions they had the strength left to carry. There was a disproportionate number of women and children among the crowds.